Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ernie Orsatti. Batting second. The center fielder, Pepper Martin. Batting third. The third baseman, Harvey Hendrick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Watkins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jimmy Wilson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Charlie Gelbert. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Delker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Haynes. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jesse Haynes. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lon Warnke. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lon Warnke. And now, play ball. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orsatti for the out. One out. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Hendrick moves to second. Two outs. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Delker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Delker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delker takes first base on ball four. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a fly ball into right field. Hornsby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Delker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Orsatti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hendrick fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hendrick. Gerges moves to second. Lon Warnke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnke hits a fly ball into right field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Watkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Orsatti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gelbert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Gelbert reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Delker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Delker strikes out. One out. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-1 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gelbert scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields the ball and throws to Warnicki covering. Safe. Haynes moves to second. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Warnicki fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevenson moves to second. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevenson moves to third. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevenson scores. Two outs. It's Cardinals, 1, Cubs, 1. Lon Warnicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnicki is 0-for-1 in the game. Warnicki hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to second. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Watkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herman. The throw from Wilson and he is out, Gelbert applying the tag. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English strikes out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-2 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gelbert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Delker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Delker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haynes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Delker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lon Warnecke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnecke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Warnecke bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Moore reaches second base with a double. Gerges goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herman. The throw from Wilson and he is out, Gelbert applying the tag. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-3 in the game. English hits a pop-up towards third. Hendrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Watkins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.